Philadelphia City Council is considering a bill intended to hold private developers accountable when they promise to create affordable units in exchange for community support. If passed, the Zoning Board of Adjustment could turn down developers seeking a density variance if they refuse to legally commit to including those units. Jay Broadnax is a board member with a community organization in West Philly. He says the bill would help level the playing field.
And we need to ensure that developers understand that affordable housing requirements are more than just checking a box in getting a building project done, but they're a positive and proactive step in ensuring quality of life in communities and protecting accessibility for those who are sometimes systematically excluded.
The Building Industry Association of Philadelphia, which advocates for developers who do work in the city, argues the bill would hurt affordable housing production. The legislation still has to be passed by the full council. The first openly gay member of Philadelphia City Council is calling for a recommitment of support for LGBTQ plus rights in the city and in the country. More from WHYY's Tom McDonald.
As part of Pride Month resolutions, Councilmember Rue Landau highlighted the struggles it's taken to earn the rights LGBTQ plus Americans have won over the years.
With renewed attacks on the LGBTQ plus people coming from the highest level of federal power, including from a presidential administration intent on rolling back our rights, our visibility, our joy, and our resistance matter now more than ever. Pride has always been rooted in protest, and this year we recommit to that legacy.
City Council approved Landau's resolutions, including one declaring May 28th as LGBTQ plus Domestic Violence Awareness Day in Philadelphia. She said on the national level, LGBTQ plus adults and teens are more likely to experience intimate partner violence than their heterosexual cisgender peers and are less likely to find resources to support them. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Health experts hope a new blood test will help catch cases of Alzheimer's disease, a progressive form of dementia, earlier. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration cleared the new test this month. Federal estimates show about 500,000 adults, 65 and over, are living with the disease just in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Alzheimer's researcher Brian Balin of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine hopes primary care specialists who order the tests can use the results to make quicker referrals to specialists.
Go to a neurologist, neuropsychology, etc., who would then give you more advanced testing to actually then get better confirmatory evidence that it is most likely Alzheimer's disease.
The blood test is for patients who already have some signs of cognitive decline. It is not meant to be used as a general screening tool for all older adults.